The name of my story this morning is Alleluia. Alleluia, it is Easter morning, and the box is empty. The word is not in there. Do you see where I put the word this morning? You saw right away. Right up there on the altar. No, over here. Yeah, I scotch taped it right on the front of the altar. Right over there. Yeah. Elizabeth and her family are having a really good Easter morning. Everyone found their hidden basket with the eggs and the candy in it. And the twins, Edward and Ella, got this silly chicken. It's just a silly chicken, and they just laugh and laugh and laugh when they see it. They just think it's really funny. And Elizabeth got this Easter story cube. It used to be somebody else's in the family. She doesn't remember if it's her mommy's or not. And it comes apart. It makes all the scenes from Holy Week. And right now I'm just leaving it on here, this one, which is Easter morning. Oops, go back up. There. It's tricky. Her daddy had to show her how it works. Mommy has the table all set for dinner after church, and she's got the ham in the oven, and there's just a whole bunch of people coming, including Pastor Glenn and his girlfriend, Margaret, the security bear. Yes. The only sad part of the day is that Aunt Gertrude is still in the hospital. Some of you might know that her neck was broken, and it just got worse and worse over time, and finally Mr. Mwakasunga looked at it and said, oh my gosh, you need to go to the hospital. And last week she wound up in the hospital. And on Friday, she took a frightening turn for the worse. But last night they got a call that she's beginning to show some signs of improvement. So they were feeling better. Mommy said, we will go for a visit before church starts, and she will like that. Elizabeth was a little nervous about visiting her very sick aunt in the hospital. But it turned out to be a nice visit, yes, and she was glad that she went. Now, when they finally got to church and they heard the lessons this morning, the lesson told about how the women went to the tomb of Jesus to do the things that needed to be done for the dead body of the beloved Jesus. I mean, it is not like Jesus died in a hospital bed where it was relatively clean, no. Jesus' body was most likely covered in dirt and mud and blood and sweat from his experience on that cross. And in those days, the family of the person who died were responsible for cleaning up the body and putting it in the grave. So that's what the women went to do on that first Easter morning. But when they arrived at the tomb, they were surprised on three counts. One, that humongous stone had been rolled in front of the tomb, which is more like a cave, as we would think of it, was rolled away. Two, the dead body of Jesus was not in the tomb. And three, there were angels at the tomb who and told them, Christ is risen. Jesus, he is not here, the angels said. That must have just blown the women away. And the women ran to tell the others. But the others mostly did not believe the women. They must have thought, this is some kind of a bad joke. Why would the women do this? Or, these women must have misunderstood what they saw in that grave. Good grief. We all saw with our own eyes when Jesus died on that cross on Friday. But one of the men, one of those other people that the women told, his name was Peter, and he thought, he wanted to make sure, you know, and maybe the women were right. So he rushed to the tomb to see for himself. And when he arrived, indeed, Jesus was not in the tomb. And the days soon to come, Peter and many of the other people were witnesses. They saw and talked and ate and walked with Jesus. He was obviously not dead. Those women were right. Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Oh, even the chicken came to life. Look at that. The end.